IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers in the studio, Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam, happy to be here.
Well, we are very happy to have you back in the studio, criticizing the movie June. Produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, June, and then we'll be back with his critique. Stay with us.
Desert power.
This is only the beginning.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are trying to criticize the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Well, in this part of the movie, Sister Asma, Paul, the major character, says, "My father didn't come to the desert for the spice or your riches." He's talking to those people, you know?
Yes.
But the pheromones, I guess.
Yes.
But for the strength of your people, right? My road leads onto the desert. And also at the end of the movie, he refers to this, you know? And Chani, basically played by Zendaya in the movie, you know? She says, "This is only the beginning." What do they mean?
By the beginning, and my father wasn't coming here for taking the benefit from you.
Yes, and also if you imagine that, like if you see the end of this movie, June, that they see that they have harnessed the power of, for example, the sandworm.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So they called it the power of the desert.
Yes.
So, Paul was surprised at seeing it at first sight, you know, so
he himself was surprised.
He was kind of surprised, and you know, but Chani, as one of the pheromones, the girl said, this is only the beginning.
Yes.
Right? It's like there are lots of things you need to learn about the desert.
Yes. Well, it's because the movie itself was an introduction to the upcoming sequels to that movie, because it really is not the end. Because just when the movie started to begin, they finished it. And it was just the introduction that we got. And when he says that my father didn't come here for the benefit of your land, he actually meant that they are going to come here from their utopia that they were living in order to bring peace with themselves. And they wanted to make use of those strong people who lived in there with the use of those spies. Those people who are living in that desert technically are going to be the most strong people in the world, because they're living in the hardest situations and they have creeds in those sandworms.
They developed a rough skin,
yes,
basically.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. So, and we see all the time he's been addressed as the savior. So this is going to be the start of his journey, since he's going to have the sandworms at his service as well with the people, with the Fremen. So he's going to create a strong army.
Right. And he also says, my road leads into the desert, onto the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So he has to take these people with him and go across this land in order to make peace.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's take a listen to another part of this movie or a trailer of the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. And then we'll be back. Don't go away.
My planet Arrakis is so beautiful when the sun is low. Rolling over the sands, you can see spice in the air. The outsiders ravage our lands in front of our eyes. Their cruelty to my people is all I've known. What's to become of our world?
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Said Abdullah, my guest speakers in the studio. We are still talking about or criticizing the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Said Abdullah, you know, I'm going to ask you about eschatology, basically. I guess that is your field of study or maybe your cup of tea.
Okay.
You know, in theology and religious studies, well, this is what the definition goes or gives us. The study of the doctrines and beliefs pertaining to the end of the world. The doctrine pertaining to the end of the world. Or the part of theology concerned with death, judgment, and destiny. Or a branch of theology concerned with the final events in the history of the world or of mankind. Well, I searched this word in the Britannica Encyclopedia, right?
Yeah.
And it gives us this definition with its copyright.
Yeah.
Theological doctrine of the last things or the end of the world. Mythological eschatologies depict an eternal struggle between order and chaos and celebrate the eternity of order and the repeatability of the origin of the world. The most notable expression of mythological eschatology is in Hinduism, by the way, which maintains belief in great cycles of the destruction and creation of the universe. Historical eschatologies, however, are grounded in datable events that are perceived as fundamental to the progress of history. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam all have historical eschatologies. Eschatology in the Hebrew scriptures sees the catastrophes that beset the people of Israel as due to their disobedience to the laws and will of God, and holds that conformity to God's plan will result in renewal and the fulfillment of God's purpose. In Christianity, however, the end times are thought to have begun with the life and ministry of Jesus, the Messiah, who will return to establish the kingdom of God. Millennialism focuses especially on Christ's second coming and the reign of the righteous on earth, right? In Buddhism, eschatological traditions are associated with the Buddha, Maitreya, and with Pure Land Buddhism, as well as with individual efforts to achieve nirvana. In Shiite Islam, it is believed that the Mahdi, or the restorer of the faith, will come to inaugurate the last judgment in which the good will enter heaven and the evil will fall into hell. So Al-Mahdi in Arabic, the divinely guided one, roughly translated at that, in Islamic eschatology, a messianic deliverer who will bring justice to the earth, restore true religion, and usher in a short golden age before the end of the world. So my question to you, is eschatology important to learn about? Sayyid Abdullah.
Is eschatology important? It is important for a person to know how things will end. I mean, as at least as a point of curiosity.
Mm.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's compulsory for everyone to learn, but if you want to know how the world ends, then you need to at least have a read about eschatology. And so not you have eschatology, you have etymology and cosmology.
Mm-hmm.
They're all these three logies or studies, because logy means study, mm-hmm. deals with the last of days or last of time, or at least current present time. So it's important that one needs to know what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. And mind you, you mentioned like the Abrahamic religions. The fact is that this is not like exclusive to the Abrahamic religions. Even the Mayans, the Aztecs,
yes,
they also had their own epistemology in this
Eastern
regard.
Religion, as I read it from yeah. Britannica, so, well,
yeah, so even
from the Buddhism.
Yeah, so even non-Abrahamic religions, they also have their own vision.
Yeah.
Or at least not just the Messiah, they have their own vision of the end of the world. Even
right.
the Egyptians, for example, mm-hmm. they had their visions. So pretty much every civilization that existed, they predicted the end of the world in their own way, in their own form.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's worth a while.
Yes.
One needs to have a look. For example, if you look at an Islamic perspective, Islam gave a very clear image, even a vivid image of how things will end.
Yes.
Like even like pre day of judgment, day of judgment, and after day of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Very vivid picture. So you just read and then you can just picture how things are going to get turned.
So we strongly urge our listeners actually to refer to those texts, right?
Exactly. So if you read the Quran, for example, the Quran talks about day of judgment, for example, what happens before day of judgment,
mm-hmm.
and how things will collapse, how the earth itself would unfold, how the mountains will vanish, how the seas will turn to fire, how the plants will collide with each other, how the skies will fall. So all this information is being provided to us.
Mm-hmm.
And even after, when it comes to Day of Judgment, even that is given to us. And even prior to Day of Judgment, that's also given to us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma. We'd like to end this episode, finishing the whole critique of the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve, by listening to, a description of Imam Mahdi by Dr. Chris Hewer, with a background in Christian theology, education, and Islamic studies, as well as interfaith studies. Thank you very much, and wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
If the world were left without the guidance of an imam, then it would go into chaos. So in some way that we can't really understand, the 12th Imam is still constantly exercising that function of guidance in the earth today. And the model here which is given is a useful one. We can see the sun, and then the sun disappears behind the clouds and is hidden from our sight. And yet we know that the sun is still present behind the clouds, even though we can't see the sun. And we know that the sun is still shedding the rays upon the earth, bringing warmth and bringing light, and thus enabling life to continue upon the earth. Without the presence of the sun, all life on earth would end. Without the presence of the divinely appointed imam, human beings would necessarily go into chaos and confusion. The 12th Imam is, at this stage, the hidden Imam, but also the Imam of the present age. He serves this function today. At some future date, we know not when, he will re-emerge from his occultation, from his hidden existence, and then he will be known once again by people upon the earth. Obviously, this is something for which the Shia Muslims will pray, that God may hasten the return of Imam al-Mahdi and bring that blessed day when he will be there in our midst and people can turn to him and receive his guidance in a direct way during this period that we call the end of time, leading up to the end of the world.